Hi, Karen. What's on your mind?
I have a question about skin keratosis. Those are those kind of little scaly growths that you get on your skin. And
yes, ma'am.
My understanding is it's hereditary. But what I was wondering, other than going to the dermatologist and have them cut off and come back, if there's anything else I could do.
Yes, ma'am, there certainly is. Now, if that's actinic keratosis, most dermatologists will tell you that, well, those could be precancerous. They're not going to tell you they are, because they aren't yet. But they could turn into a cancer. And that's kind of uniform with dermatologists. Actinic keratosis might become a cancer. We'll say, okay, so what can one do about that? Well, one can go online to CuraDerm, that's CuraDerm, CuraDerm.net, not .com. And order oneself something called CuraDerm, which has been around since the 1980s. It gets rid of cancerous and precancerous lesions without, and I'm going to underline, without damaging any of the surrounding tissues whatsoever, because it can't penetrate them. It can only penetrate precancerous and cancerous lesions. I've seen literally dozens of people, I should say I've seen and heard from dozens of people, who have cured their own skin cancers and gotten rid of actinic keratoses with this CuraDerm. Why do you have to go to the website? Because it's based out of the jurisdiction of the dictators of what we can do for our own health here medically in these United States. And there was something called the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act that said that people could import stuff from outside the United States for their own use, as long as they, don't tell anybody about it or advertise it or anything like that. Well, CuraDerm is a safe, effective way to get rid of actinic keratoses and skin cancers, and it works, and you can read all about how it works and why it works and so forth in a book called The Eggplant Cancer Cure, which is available for sale, and we can sell that legally, just the book. We can't help cure anybody, but we can sell the book at the Toma Clinic dispensary, ma'am. And I'm not at all kidding. This stuff gets rid of every actinic keratosis I've ever heard anybody tell me about.
So is it like a lotion?
It's a little skin cream.
You put it, like that?
Nope, it's a little skin cream. You put it over the keratosis or the skin cancer, and you put a Band-Aid over that, and you leave it on for 12 hours, and then you replace it, and then you replace it, and then you replace it. And the keratosis sooner or later falls off, and the skin cancer sooner or later goes away. I am not kidding. All the details about how this works are explained in that book by Dr. Bill. He likes Bill instead of William. Cham, C-H-A-M.
Okay. And you said you go to the CuraDerm.net, and then it's called Dura?
No, it's called CuraDerm. It's actually called
okay.
CuraDerm. C-U-R-A-D-E-R-M. CuraDerm.
Okay, and that's the name of the product as well, correct?
That's correct. And CuraDerm just means cure your skin.
Mm-hmm.
It does work, and it's super safe, but the company that tried to sell it within our so-called free country, at least so-called medically free, got fined $2 million for doing so because it wasn't approved.
Ow.
I know. And it never hurt anybody.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's the way it goes.
Okay. Well, that's very helpful because I've got a bunch, and they keep cutting them off, and they keep coming back, and it's annoying. So.
Well, this stuff will tell them to go away with just the aid of your Band-Aids, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling and getting the word out to everybody. Folks, it's just really, really, really sad that something that is harmless and gets rid of cancer, we're not allowed, except to bring it in personally, but we're not allowed to sell it here in these United States without getting fined. Same thing happened in Australia where this was developed. The Australasian Society of what? Of guess what? Dermatologists complained to the Australian government, and they promptly said it has to be available on prescription. Mm-hmm. So the inventor moved to someplace that doesn't behave that way.